Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In any more things I can't unsee.
Stop me up. It's light up. Weekend. It used to be on a Friday for many years, but I think it was a good move to move Light Up Night to Saturday when people didn't have to work and then try to figure out how to come back to town or meet the family. It just all seems to work out. And it's weather dependent tomorrow night, so we thought we'd check in with the National Weather Service office here in Pittsburgh, meteorologist Matt Brody. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
Ever been to Light Up Night in Pittsburgh?
I have, of course. I wasn't able to make it last year because I had to work, but I'm off this weekend, so yeah, it'll be nice.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun for the whole family. That said, well, let's dial back first. 24 hours ago, we had some temperatures that were right around or below freezing, and that caused some additional issues with the dense fog, right?
It did, yeah. So we had to do a little bit of digging and found out that our office issued the first freezing fog advisory that we've ever issued. At least other offices across the country have issued them in the past, but it was the first time we'd ever issued that. And I mean, all it means is you're still getting fog formation like any other day, right? But the temperatures were below freezing, so anything that fog condenses on, like a table or a surface or even a road, if it's cold enough, could freeze and cause some icy conditions.
Yeah, just slicking up where there were some additional accidents. That said, still dense fog, an advisory from your office, but we don't have the freezing temperatures. And not everybody's experiencing the same level.
No, a little bit more sporadic this morning, more locally dense than anything else. So it's just been a really stagnant pattern these last couple mornings, just gloomy and foggy, and we're just struggling to get rid of it. And looks like the same deal today. Will be another gloomy-looking day, but a little bit warmer today than, through most of the week. We should get highs approaching 50, maybe a little bit above.
That's fairly seasonal now that we're in our third week of November. All right, tomorrow night for Light Up Night, tens of thousands of people will descend on the city. What's the weather pattern?
It's a lot of pressure. it's looking like it's going to dry out. We'll have rain coming in later on this morning with the bulk of it coming through overnight into the early morning hours tomorrow, and those showers should taper off tomorrow afternoon. So it's looking like it's going to dry out for all the festivities tomorrow night. Should be a little chilly, although seasonable, looking at lows in right around 30. So it should be right around normal. Should be a pretty decent night to be out there.
And then looks like a pretty decent day. I know the Steelers are on the road in Chicago, so people will be still out and about on Sunday into Monday. Looks good.
It does. Yeah, we'll be just a hair warmer than Saturday on Sunday, so looking at low 50s. But the key there is we're probably going to see a lot more sun, so that'll be a whole lot nicer to close out the weekend.
All right, Matt, before you go, obviously this is really today begins for a lot of people a travel week for the Thanksgiving holiday. The single biggest travel day will be Wednesday. In general, what are we looking at weather-wise? Any concerns about snow, fall, or any icy conditions through the next week?
Yeah, so we've seen the chatter going on about, some of these models putting out some hefty amounts of snow. But the takeaway message is, yes, we're going to have some active weather the middle of the week. Does it look like it's going to be very impactful snow accumulation? No. Are we rolling out snow? No, we could get a little bit of snow accumulation. But the key takeaway right now is there are still a lot of solutions among all of the hundreds of model solutions we can look at, and they range from all rain to a couple inches of snow. So once we can get a little bit more of a hone in on a better solution, hopefully by, you know, end of this weekend, early next week, we'll get a better idea. But, you know, an impactful snow accumulation doesn't look too likely right now.
Matt, appreciate the update. Have a great weekend. If I don't talk to you, Thanksgiving too.
Yep, you as well. Thank you.
Meteorologist Matt Brody from the National Weather Service office. Aaron, anytime there's snow in the forecast, that gets the attention. And now with social media, people start posting. That's why they look at that stuff, too, at the National Weather Service office and try to address it, you know, in a professional manner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of other places like us, but Pittsburgh, you got to be tuned into the weather every single day. I mean, you can't trust, even in the summer. Oh, it was gorgeous and sunny out yesterday. The next day could be like.
So the good news is it sounds like the weather will cooperate for tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. You ever been to Light Up Night?
Yes. I used to go every single year when I was little.
Yeah, it's a fun family thing. And next hour, we're going to talk to the MC for the city's tree lighting, 110 years in the making, our own David Ballarato.
I love this for him. He's going to do great.
I think he's going to be singing a medley of Frank Sinatra Christmas songs.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll find out. And then there are four other trees to be lit and a lot of activity. And we'll run down what's going on in detail with the Light Up Night officially. But
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.